USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress has reached an agreement on the National Defense Authorization Act, which would finalize the military budget for 2023. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is happy an agreement could be reached.
Like on this bill, neither party has any standing to demand unrelated goodies in exchange for doing our job and funding defense.
There was disagreement over several items in the bill, including fast-track approval for a new pipeline and the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for troops. At least two people are injured after a shooting at a Georgia Walmart. Cobb County Police, northwest of Atlanta, tweeted there are several injuries. However, they say it's not an active shooter situation and there's no threat to the public. As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, Border Patrol suicides are a concern for Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez, the Texas congressman saying this is a bipartisan issue.
We wanted to take a moment and come up with real solutions as both Democrats and Republicans, as well as working with the union and others to solve this.
Power is finally coming back on for about 20,000 people in North Carolina. This comes after a gun attack crippled two power substations, knocking out service for more than 40,000 customers. Duke Energy officials say power will be fully restored in Moore County, east of Charlotte, by the end of Thursday. The second biggest city in the nation is continuing their push towards going green.
The Los Angeles City Council is banning styrofoam products. A full ban on the sale and use of styrofoam products was approved by the council on Tuesday. The ban takes effect for small businesses in April 2023 and for larger businesses the following April. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
It's a me too.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is hosting his counterparts from the United Kingdom and Australia to discuss their AUKUS security pact Wednesday. Secretary Austin says more than ever, the three countries share a similar outlook on global challenges.
AUKUS will enhance our shared ability to sustain peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific. And since creating this trilateral security partnership, our defense forces, industries, and scientific communities have been hard at work.
Twitter's CEO Elon Musk fires lawyer Jim Baker, accusing him of suppressing a story about President Joe Biden's son Hunter during the 2020 election. Appearing on Fox, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan claims big tech is trying to keep information from the people.
What I'm committed to doing, what the members of the Republican members on the judiciary are committed to do, is get into the FBI's role in all this, those weekly briefings they were doing with big tech.
One of the most coveted free agents in Major League Baseball will continue to wear pinstripes.
New York Yankees right fielder Aaron Judge will be a Yankee forever, it seems. Just as everyone thought he was signing with the San Francisco Giants, the Yankees made him an offer he couldn't refuse. ESPN is reporting the 9-year contract is worth $360 million. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.